4EJY Mobile.
EJY KB4CBA. Good afternoon, name is David. Hope you're having a good afternoon.
Hey David, I think we've talked before. This is Elisha. I am having a good afternoon. Getting home, or heading home a little later than what I had planned, but not too bad.
Oh, I always thought that was a good thing.
I guess it depends on what you're doing. How's your day been going?
Good. Every day's a good day. Some are just better than others. You know, when you're retired, it's just not too bad. Oh, me. But I put a good 40-plus years in, so I don't feel too bad.
I'd like to think one day I'll get to that point, but probably not, but we'll see. You know, being self-employed, I don't think you ever really stop working. Seeing my grandpa and my dad growing up through the years, you know, I don't think they ever stopped working. But who knows? One day I may get there.
Elisha, I worked basically worked two jobs all my life, and I'll be honest with you, I could not see the end when it came. It just, you know, things took a turn in my life, and they were good, and they were bad and good, and you know, and it just worked out where I could easily retire without putting a strain on the budget. So yeah, that's what happened. So anyway, and who knows? I mean, that might be around the corner for you one of these days. Of course, I'm 68 now. I've been retired 8 years, and but I'm really enjoying life. God's been good.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, we'll see what happens, but I got a ways off before I get there. Trying to get as much set aside as possible, and hopefully, you know, one day I'll be able to retire comfortably. But, so, I believe, don't you, play tennis, correct?
I'm sitting here at the sports club. I got here a little early, because I don't play till 6, and I got here quicker than I thought I would, because usually the traffic's just awful, and it was pretty heavy, but it moved really well, and so I was surprised I got here so quickly, so I'm just sitting out here in the car for a few minutes. And I'll go in and warm up in a minute. But yeah, I play one, two times a day, especially at the beginning, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And then sometimes somebody will want me to play on Friday and take their place. And then there, every other Saturday we have what we call a social. And you just basically you show up and they pair you up with three other people, or they pair you up with a partner and y'all play doubles, and that's at 8:30 and 10 on Saturday. So you can do both of them or one of them, and just or none of them, whatever you want to do.
Well, that sounds fun. Do you play in the mornings? I've got a couple clients that I think play over there in the mornings.
I play on Mondays. I play at 10:30 and till noon. And some people play earlier than that. I really don't like to get out of bed much earlier. much earlier, but I have been known since since I retired, because I got up pretty early when I retired, so, but anyway, but I'm just kind of a sleepyhead, and I really shouldn't be like that, because I'm just sleeping my life away. But anyway, but yeah, 10:30 on Mondays, and sometimes Tuesday, I'll play at 10:30.
Yeah, I'm like you. I have to get up early in the morning for work, and then on the weekends, yeah, I'm a sleepyhead. I like to sleep in. It's hard for me to get up at my usual time on the weekends. I enjoy my sleep
too, and sometimes I get up. You know, heck, I get up at like 4:30 in the morning, and I wake up and I just can't get back to sleep, and that's fine too, because, you know, if I need to, I'll take a nap during the day, but I don't always do that, and but sometimes I do, and sometimes I get up at, you know, 7:30, so it just depends. Usually, if I get up like at 4:30, I'll go in there and get on the radio, because that's just a good time to get on the radio and see what's going on.
You do a lot of FT8, don't you?
FT4 and FT8 and single sideband. I've got a 7300.
Yeah, I'm still working on my general test. I had hoped to have taken it in March, but I had too much other stuff going on, and I was passing some of my practice exams, and then I was failing a couple, so I decided just to wait and take a little bit more time and make sure I pass more than I fail. So yeah, I haven't gotten there yet. I'm not sure if I'll get into the FT8 or FT4 or any of that stuff, but I definitely want to get into the HF side.
Jeff, it's a lot of fun, and I you know, I've taught the people in like St. Petersburg, Russia, and you know, places like that, Spain, gosh, I don't know, all over Europe, but and the United States and Canada and South America, and so it's really, yeah, it's just a lot of fun.
For EJY. Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. You know, I don't know if I'm really into the DX side of stuff, but I definitely wouldn't mind trying it out, seeing if I could reach some people overseas and stuff. I got a buddy who gave me a 40, I believe it's a 40 meter off center fed dipole, and then he gave me enough wire I could make an 80 meter. So I gotta make that and figure out how I'm gonna get those up at the house without my wife complaining.
Yeah, well, I'll be honest with you. Once you get them in the trees, unless the trees are just, you know, a long ways apart, you won't even see them. My trees are in the backyard, and they're all in a straight row, and they're, I don't know, probably, gosh, 15 feet apart, something like that, and they're about 40, 50 feet tall, and so I've got a, what they call a Carolina Wyndham, which is, it's an offset off center fed dipole, and it's 135 feet. Mine's 135 feet long. You can get the longer version, and it'll do 160, but mine just goes to 80, and then it goes up to 6 meters. So, but it works very well. I'm really, really pleased with it.
Some good, big, tall oak trees. My problem is, I have power lines that run right up next to the house. They run behind my house and a couple of the neighbors' houses. I live in some old mill homes, so the way that they did the power system's much different than how they do it nowadays. But yeah, I've got power lines running, I don't know, 10 feet off the back of the house. I gotta figure out how I'm gonna work around that. That's the only downside. If those weren't there, I've got two trees that would be perfect for putting these dipoles up.
KB4CBA. I'll be honest with you. I don't know enough about that to really say much about it, because I just don't know what kind of effect that's going to have on your antenna. The only way I know to find out is just put the antenna up and see what happens. But it's not a tremendous amount of work if you can, find somebody that has a launcher and, will take a Saturday or something to do that. You don't need about two or three people, and I was fortunate enough to have some help to get it up in the trees, because I don't have a launcher. So because once you get it up there, it's there, unless you want to take it down for some reason.
All right, well, I'll swindle my brother into coming over and helping me with it, and Chad's not too far away from me. Maybe I can see if he can come over and help me too. Give him a promise of dinner or something.
There you go, right there. You've already got it figured out. Oh, me. Well, I'm going to run on inside and get these knees warmed up get my hamstrings exercise a little bit, and that's the two main exercises I like to do to get warmed up before I get out on the court. Looks like it's going to be really nice out there.
Oh yeah, definitely don't want to be falling over with a cramp in your leg or something, or pulling a hamstring. That wouldn't be good.
These knees aren't what they used to be. I just have to take it easy on them and warm up before I play. It really helps out.
Yep, I understand. Well, I'm about to destinate anyways, so I'll say 7-3s. It was a pleasure talking to you again. And good luck out there on the court. KI4 EJY, I'll be clear on your last.
KI4 EJY, KB4 CBA. Alright, Elisha, you have a good evening, and glad you made it home safely. And it's good to talk to you again. 73s, KB4 CBA.